This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai insists that U.S. efforts to get Brazil to ease its protectionist tariffs on American ethanol are being taken seriously. However, United States Congress members have pushed back, pointing out that Brazil increased its duties on imported ethanol this year from 16 to 18%. Meanwhile, Brazil is sending its ethanol to the U.S. tariff-free. U.S. Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai says she is in active talks with the Brazilians regarding ethanol tariffs.
We are in coordination with USDA, including at political levels, actively engaging with our counterparts in Brazil on market access barriers to U.S. ethanol, including those tariffs and regulatory barriers that you're talking about.
Brazil reimposed its tariffs on imported U.S. ethanol early last year. 10 U.S. senators wrote President Biden a letter to oppose the move in face-to-face talks with Brazil's president. Some lawmakers insist that he never raised the issue. Trade Ambassador Tai says she's now directly dealing with the issue.
My latest engagement with my Brazilian counterpart, which happened about a month and a half ago, the Brazilians indicated to us that they understood at all levels, including from the White House, the prioritization of this issue with them, how important it is to us and our economy, and their desire to find a way to accommodate this priority.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're on the phone right now with Corteva's Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa, Scott Youngman, and we're talking benefits of weed control programs. Scott, what should a weed control program approach include?
There's a couple things. We start with a clean field, either through tillage or burn down, and you can use Enlist right up to planting time with Enlist crops. You can use Enlist herbicides. We want to run a broad spectrum, multi-mode of action, pre-emergence herbicide, you know, something like Sonic plus Everprex. That's three modes of action, two of them very effective on water hemp. And then the same thing when we go post-emergence with our Enlist, again, it's two modes of action, both of them very broad spectrum. Neither herbicide by itself is as effective as they are together. When you tank mix Enlist Liberty, you're getting weed control on those tough ones like Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, kochia, maristail.
And Scott, where can our listeners learn more?
As always, we'd love for you to go out there to Enlist.com.
That's Scott Youngman, Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa with Corteva.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.